بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is Taqwa, Thursday the 2nd of Ramadan, 1394, 19 September, 1974. The remembrance of Allah is a rope we hold in our hands, which can save us from the traps laid for us by our ever-watchful foes. Therefore, the remembrance of Allah is something truly precious to which we should hold fast. They remember God. Just as they do something wrong or wrong themselves, they remember God and plead for forgiveness for their sins. In other words, they hasten to find a way to efface the sin and to heal the wound it has created in their soul. However, this is also not possible without God's help, as the verse continues. And who forgives sins except Allah? The Quran, Surah 3, verse 135. The effort is from you, the movement is from you, but the blessings are from God. We try our utmost, and Allah accepts our efforts. This means that it is our responsibility to take action. We cannot neglect this and simply expect God to do the work for us. And who do not persist in what they have committed while they know. They do not keep committing sins while they know them to be such. Their reward is forgiveness from their Lord. The Quran, Surah 3, verse 136. These ones who strive their utmost, who plead forgiveness for their sins, who do not persist in sinning and error, these are the people who will receive God's forgiveness and gardens with streams running in them to remain in them forever. How excellent is the reward of the workers. See how once again Allah emphasizes the importance of working and making an effort.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when God is mentioned. And when signs are recited to them, they increase their faith, and who put their trust in their Lord, who maintain the prayer and spend out of what we have provided them. It is they who are truly the faithful. They shall have ranks near their Lord, forgiveness, and a noble provision. Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, verse 2 to 4. They ask you, O Prophet, concerning the Anfal, who are they for? Who has the right to distribute them? We can translate the word anfal as follows. Anfal means the wealth that belongs to all of the Muslims collectively. One example of this are the spoils that Muslims win through warfare. So this is not every source of income, but only some kinds of it.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.